Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
This edition, as so many others, is not for young children. Well, pretty boy, what about your sexual drive? Is it too much, too little? Are you normal, perverted? Are you artificially overstimulating your sexual drive by enjoying the porn that's on television and all around us? When you're with your wife, are there sometimes three of you in bed via your fantasy lovers? And if so, what's wrong with that? I mean, after all, is your wife fantasizing maybe about George Clooney or Tom Cruise? Nah, probably just making out her grocery list while you enjoy yourself. Stay tuned to a continuation of my interview that I recorded with California researcher Dr. Arch Hart. Dr. Hart interviewed around 600 good, decent, upright, church-going men to find the sexual habits of what he calls America's best. He's reported his findings in his book, The Sexual Man. His findings may very well surprise you.
Dr. Hart, when a man has been ingrained in this kind of a habit, though, on dependency, on fantasy, how on earth, I mean, that's deep-seated, how on earth can he be cured of that, if you want to use that expression? I mean, you had mentioned to enjoy the moment of intimacy, but, boy, it's not quite as simple as that, is it? I mean, what can you give some hints or suggestions on a starting point for somebody?
Yes, it is not simple, Gary, and I'd be the first to acknowledge that. It takes some hard work to reconstruct one's sexuality, because I think the other message of my book, as I study this group of basically what I would refer to as good men, men at the mainstream, at the core of our society, is that for the majority of them, I would say that 95, 96, perhaps even 98% of them would acknowledge that some distortion of their sexuality had taken place along the way. And that distortion is partly related to the long period there is between when the body is ready for a sexual encounter, these days about 11 or 12 years of age, and when one is mature enough to experience intimacy and closeness. Let me put it another way. I have an 11-year-old grandson. He doesn't know the first thing about intimacy, but he knows everything about the sexual feelings he's having, you see. So that the sex drive is there before you have the maturity to develop intimacy. And now that sex drive is there, and for the first few years of your teenage years, you know, you look at pictures, you use whatever porn you can find, and you masturbate to that stuff, and your first sexual experience is with a picture of some sort, usually for the majority of males. And now that stuff, you know, there's no intimacy in pornography. There's no intimacy in a picture of an attractive woman to which you now begin to give yourself in a sexual encounter. So now, later in, you know, maybe 10 years later, you finally have someone that you're beginning to feel close to and would like to build some intimacy with, but the habits are deeply entrenched. Pictures don't talk back to you, you know. Pictures don't have feelings that you have to be aware of or cognizant of. And how, you know, do I have some simple rules? Well, I suppose what I would have to say is that it takes some hard work, but it begins by being honest enough to say to yourself, hey, you know, I think that my sexuality is distorted. I think that I'm accustomed to a sexual experience with someone that is purely an object and not a person, and how to begin to reconstruct that takes a lot of careful attention to yourself, stopping yourself when you're thinking in terms only of a sexual object rather than of a person. For men, it means that one has to begin to learn to get in touch with your feelings again. You have to be able to talk about your feelings. I think that a man who probably has some serious problems in this arena should seek out some psychotherapy, should be willing to go and get some help. Maybe the first place you can talk about these feelings with any feeling of safety is in the context of the therapy office. If not, find a good friend. Find someone you can talk to and begin to open up. Mm-hmm. I think a very sensitive partner can be helpful in this regard. If only you will engage some discussion with that partner.
You're talking about for a man to actually admit to his wife he's having fantasies with other women when he has sex with her?
I think that if you can, as appropriate, I mean, you've got to do it gently, but I would encourage, I think that if you start talking honestly about your feelings at a very basic level, you may not begin with admission of exactly how often you do mm-hmm. fantasize about others, but you may be surprised to discover that your wife also sometimes has those thoughts and feelings that you're not alone
well.
With them. But I think that if you have a secure relationship, if you focus on building a high level of security in the relationship, you can begin to talk about these things more openly. And mm-hmm. Gary, these are the things that build intimacy.
mm-hmm.
Maybe painful,
yeah.
but out of that transparency comes a high level of intimacy.
But it's worth the work, is what you're saying.
It is worth the work, yes. Yeah.
One of the things you suggested also in the book is that, and you alluded to it a few minutes ago, is when those get into a habit of self-discipline, is when those fantasies or those thoughts come across your mind, switch your mind to something else.
Distract is that, yourself, yes.
How does that work?
Well, I think that, you see, yet again, you have to increase your awareness of what you're doing. But if you sometimes it helps to just set a timer, you know, your wristwatch that beeps every hour. And at that point, just ask yourself, in the previous hour, you know, how many times was I thinking about someone else, fantasizing about someone else? Increase the awareness of when you do it. And when you do it, just catch yourself. If you're thinking about it, then have something else you can distract yourself onto. If you're noticing, you know, do you have a good book? Do you have a magazine, a non-sexual magazine?
Mm-hmm.
And there are ways in which you can distract yourself, redirect your thinking in another direction that doesn't feed the obsession with sexuality.
Some rather practical tips from California researcher Dr. Arch Hart and his book, The Sexual Man, on how to reconstruct your sexuality if you've been engulfed in fantasy and have had sexual brokenness in your life and you find there's not much intimacy in the bedroom with your wife. Of course, the first step is the hardest one, admission to having sexual distortion in your life, and then learning to avoid the danger zones. And to admit that, it's tough. But once you do, there is a great liberation to the admission.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.